Watch, President Trump joins faith leaders for White House Easter prayer dinner. By Amy Furr on April 17, 2025. President Donald Trump attended an Easter prayer service and dinner on Wednesday night after recognizing the beginning of Holy Week on Monday. The event was hosted by the White House Faith Office at the Presidential Mansion where during his remarks, Trump pointed to the gospel message found in the Bible, CBN News reported on Thursday. Nearly 2,000 years ago, during this sacred week, the living Son of God entered Jerusalem in triumph. Soon after, the Savior of man who brought truth and light into the world was betrayed, arrested, tried, and crucified, nailed to the cross, he said. The president continued by stating that for our sake, he gave up his life. 3 days later, Christ followers found the empty tomb. Jesus had defeated darkness and death and promised new life to all of humankind, and that's what we celebrate on Easter when we joyfully proclaim on Sunday, He is risen. The news comes after Trump recognized the start of Holy Week, saying that history was forever changed when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, Breitbart News reported on Monday. In a post on his Truth Social, the president said, "As we approach this joyous Easter Sunday, I want to wish Christians everywhere a happy and very blessed holiday. America is a nation of believers. We need God, we want God, and, with His help, we will make our nation stronger, safer, greater, more prosperous, and more united than ever before. Thank you, and happy Easter." The CBN article noted that Reverend Franklin Graham was one of the faith leaders in attendance at the service and dinner on Wednesday evening. Graham expressed his gratitude to Trump for the Easter declaration he issued. Photos show leaders enjoying the evening together. A video clip caught the quiet moment when attendees listened to a singer. During his inauguration speech on January 20, Trump, who was the target of two failed assassination attempts in 2024, said he was saved by God to make America great again, Breitbart News reported.